And welcome to Andrew's Art Update Podcast thingy. Andrew, that's me. That's right. This is update number 74. Some don't like it hot. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me in general and artistically. Some life updates, obviously, you're going to get rolled into that because that's what art is about. That's what life is about. That's what, yeah, anyway, if you know me, you're welcome here. And listen if you're interested. If you don't know me, I have no idea how you found this thing, but you can listen too if you want. It just might not make as much sense because you're missing some of the context probably. If you're just joining now, if this is your first listen to one of these things, I suggest jumping back to episodes 1, 2, and 52 to bring yourself up to date on what I've been up to for the last 20-some-odd years. I'd stick with those. I'd advise against binging this whole, the whole series. I didn't record it to be listened to incrementally, as a binge. I tend to repeat stuff week to week just so that, that's not necessary. You can jump around, listen in and out if you want, but I advise not listening to all 74 installments. Right. So moving on to today's update. Just so you know, I'm kind of half winging this. I started writing this on the train today. Today was supposed to be my day at home, but it turns out my friend Amy was flying back to, not back, she was flying to Kagoshima today. And this, so this is, was her last day in Tokyo before she goes back to the UK in just over a week, I think, 8 days. Yeah, so I thought I would meet her at the airport when she was, the day she was flying out, but it turns out that, as I say, she's not coming back to Tokyo before leaving, so I had to see her today, her last day in Tokyo. So I went to the airport to do that, and afterwards, I had to meet my good friend Kim. We had a bunch of artistic stuff to talk about. I'm auditioning for something, and she is my agent for that, so we had to talk about that and some other cool stuff. It's just, oh, still, she's a good friend, and I like to see her. But yeah, it was very sad. As I said in last week's update, Amy and my other friend Rachel dropped in to rehearsal because I was worried that was the only way and the only time I was going to see them. So it's nice that, Amy and I managed to arrange a quick visit at the airport before she had to leave. I haven't seen her in 6 years. And while she was in Tokyo, she was one of my closest friends. And it's been, it was bittersweet. It was so wonderful to spend time with her again. And also then very hard to say goodbye to her again. So yeah, that's what I did this morning and part of this afternoon. And of course it was nice seeing Kim, but I know I'll see Kim again because she lives here and we do lots of stuff together. Okay, moving on. Oh, and so yeah, as I say, I'm winging this because I was trying to write this on the train. I didn't have enough time to finish. My computer, I was going to write this really quickly before I recorded, but actually I couldn't access the Google Doc on the screen because I am installing an old version of Adobe Acrobat, and I have to turn internet off while I'm doing that so that it doesn't call home and stop the install because it is a semi-legal procedure that I'm doing. I'm installing a piece of software that I own, but the computer doesn't know I own it, and because it's so old, there's not really any way to properly make it work anymore without doing that. I'm sorry, and my phone just made a noise. Let me put that on Do Not Disturb. I should have done that already. This recording has already got interrupted once by the my clock chiming 6 o'clock. Anyway, if I sound like I'm rushing, I am, because my son's going to be home pretty much any minute, and then I won't be able to record anymore. So let's go on to the parts that I've written already. It's been hot already this year. I think I've complained about this already in one of these recordings, but it seems we have decided to skip the usual rainy season. As I think last week, we had a nice, lovely break from the heat. It got really, really rainy. Yes, we've had to skip the usual rainy season this year. There seems to be not a lot of rain. And we've gone straight into 35-degree days and 29-degree nights. And that is, yeah, it's full on. It is full on. We are now fully into summer, which makes sense. It is July, but... And we obviously had hot days in June, but this is just... Yeah, it's murder time now. Speaking of heat, or lack of it, that cold I had when I last recorded, I think I mentioned it, lasted, at least fever-wise, for 5 days. It lasted all the way through to Monday morning, So I ate probably like my three meals, the equivalent of three meals over those 5 days. And I had a bag out of Monday's rehearsal so I could go to the doctor. So everything is fine, probably. Given the appetite thing, I'm still not actually, even as of today, I'm not 100% back to, I'm eating my sort of normal amounts, but I'm actually not getting hungry. I'm capable of eating, but I'm not actually feeling hungry. So, I mean, this might be a good thing diet-wise, but it does make me worry. And I should probably get that endoscopy that I have been putting off for the last 15, 16, 17 years. Yeah, because why? Stomach cancer is genetically linked. It's got hereditary elements to it. And my dad may have died from it. We actually, in fact, don't know, because by the time they found the cancer, it had spread all over. We don't know where it originated. But if it had originated in the stomach, then it's possibly got a hereditary link. And I've just been chickening out of getting that exam. And I should do it so I don't end up in the same boat as my father did by not getting checkups. So, yeah, that will happen this summer. I don't know exactly when, but I've told myself this summer, so it's going to happen before September. Might do it after the show, though, just because I don't know. Anyway, okay, let's get on with the updates. I'm like 6.5 minutes in, haven't done any updates yet. Updates this week, YTG updates. I missed Monday's rehearsal, as I said, because, and I don't know if you heard that, some asshole just drove by on a motorcycle. I missed Monday's rehearsal because I had to go to the doctor. I did attend remotely in the afternoon. As I mentioned, last weekend, a bunch of the ensemble members got together and they were talking about plans for Monday. They also came in with sort of like story and characters and stuff, which I think this happens with every group. They want to jump right to story and characters. And I think it's too early, but I'm going to, I don't want to say humor them. That sounds not nice. I'm going along with it because why not? Like, you know, I don't want to poo-poo any ideas at this point. But yeah, I'm concerned that we're thinking about that stuff too fast. But we have made some other decisions. So anyway, Monday, they worked on that kind of stuff. I attended remotely in the afternoon via Zoom once I got home. Wednesday, we worked on some objectives. We worked on some exercises that used objectives, but frustration sort of set in, I think, with some of us this week that the process has been feeling a lot like, and this sounds mean, it's been feeling a lot like sort of like an acting class for the people in the ensemble who don't have the training and actually aren't going to be in the show either because they're not actually here for the show. With show days, they're leaving beforehand. So what we've decided is that, those of us who are actually going to be in the show are going to start, like, we're going to start refocusing the rehearsals on us and our needs in terms of moving forward on the show. It doesn't mean that the others won't be there and they won't be able to give ideas, but rather than running exercises for the others, which is kind of what we've been doing, we'll run exercises for us and to move the ideas and concepts and parts of the show forward, which will include actually a workout. We're going to start doing workouts it'll be afternoon session on Monday. But we will start doing sort of heavy workouts to try to build up our stamina and stuff for the physicality of the performance. The others will still be there. They can participate, obviously, in anything they want, like the warm-ups and stuff like that. But we'll start giving them other tasks to do because there are other tasks coming up. Aside from set building, we've got equipment inventory, costume inventory, all those kinds of things. So that's part of my job will be to make those tasks are ready for people to start. Monday's going to be a bit of a pain because I actually have to do a little bit of training in terms of like setting up the room downstairs because we're going to start rehearsing on the first floor. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what's happening with that. I don't have any really major updates on anything else that I normally have. No Nerd Night updates, no photography updates. Be the Audience is still in soft launch. I have not had a chance to, I've been sort of editing that page, but this week being sick meant I didn't really, over the like the end of last week and the beginning of this week meant that I really didn't have time to dig into anything. And you know, today, which was supposed to be my work day, I ended up being out of the house all day. So hopefully I will have some time this weekend to do some of that stuff. Yeah. And the only other artistic update I have is I need to actually, once I get off recording, I need to print out a form and fill it out for my audition for an NHK show. I don't do a lot of TV auditions. In fact, I think this might be my first television audition in Japan, not including the Netflix show I did last year, which was a voice acting thing. But yeah, I'm going to be applying to see if I can get an audition for a kind of semi-big role. Not like, yeah, sort of a supporting role, a major supporting role in a TV drama. So we'll see. Anyway, so that's something I've got to do. Yeah. So I think that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back next week, and I'm hoping to have a bit more of a field recording. Yeah, there's no, the story there is I left the sound recorder at the rehearsal space, I think. Because, yeah, reasons. So, have a great week, and Andrew out!